evening, everyone. Welcome to our village board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nice crowd. Thank you to everyone for being here tonight. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrick.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or accept the agenda this evening? Trustee Genrick.
Move to accept as presented.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We have some announcements this evening. First of all, there will be no village board meeting on January 1st. So for those of you who are hoping to come back at that meeting, we won't have one. So you'll have to wait till the third week of January. We look forward to seeing you then. The village offices will be closed all day, December 24th and 25th, and January 1st, as well as the afternoon of December 31st. We wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy New Year. Third, garbage and recycling collection for the weeks of December 4th and 31st will be delayed due to the holidays. So there will be no garbage or recyclables collected on Tuesday, Christmas, or Tuesday, New Year's Day, due to the holiday. Monday collections will remain the same. Garbage recycling and collection will be delayed by one day for the other days. So Tuesday's collection will be Wednesday. Wednesday will be Thursday. Thursdays will be Friday. Please make sure to put your garbage cans out by 6 o'clock in the morning. Wisconsin Adult School Crossing Guard. We are very lucky to have many crossing guards here in the village of Alloway to make sure that our children get to and from school safely. And every year in January, we recognize them for their work and dedication to our community. So during the week of January 14th through 18th, when you're driving down Libel or Webster and see a crossing guard, please wave to them. Don't get in an accident, but wave to them. Thank them for what they're doing. If I had a trumpet, I'd go dun-da-da-da. On December 29th, there will be a groundbreaking ceremony for Zambaldi Beer, a new brewery coming into town. We've been underway for about 2 years on this. It's been a long road, but David and Abby Malcolm, the owners of Zambaldi Beer, are looking forward to being part of the Alloway community, and there will be a grand opening. It's Saturday at 11 o'clock, December 29th. Please, and it's at the Old Village Hall site up on Webster, so right now it's just a big piece of grass. We invite you to come have some fun, and I'm not sure what they all have planned, but I'm sure it'll be fun. Maybe it'll include some beer. Are there any other announcements from the board? Any announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 4, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening that would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? I know we have some folks here from St. Joseph, and we'll let you talk at that point if you'd like to talk, but right now it's about something that's not on this evening's agenda.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the official Village of Alloway Pint Pen Committee. I would like to just make sure that the board is aware that there's no plans. I was at the plan committee meeting yesterday, and it was announced that there are no plans to connect the Arboretum Trail with the Fox River Trail. and that we should not even discuss it because it could delay completion of the Arboretum Trail. And I think that that's a bad idea. That came from village staff at the meeting yesterday, and really, if I was at the meeting 2.5 years ago that Jim Rafter gave up at St. Matthew's Parish, and we talked, and I was on committees at that time, and we talked about the sidewalks on St. Mary's Street and on Beaumont, and the entire 5-year and 10-year capital improvement plan that would include street reconstruction and sidewalks. The sidewalks have always been a minor part of the street reconstruction plan, but it's very important to the people who live there, and as one of the most important future projects that we have in the village is the successful redevelopment of our waterfront between West St. Joseph Street and Alloway Avenue. We have a lot of developers who are willing to spend tens of millions of dollars redeveloping the land, and we need to make sure that that part of Riverside Drive is part of the entire Alloway community. And here is a map of the last proposed crossing to get to connect the Arboretum Trail to the Fox River Trail. And there's only proposed sidewalks put on by the DOT, but it doesn't match up with what's going to be presented later tonight. So it's important that we, that this board has a plan to connect the Arboretum Trail with the Fox River Trail. You found $700,000 the other day to complete, to redo the entire street, and now you need to find a way to just do the planning. You don't have to do it this year, but there needs to be a plan, and all the future developers along the way, if they want TIF money, you can give them as much TIF money as you want. You know, $1 million is not unreasonable, but for that $1 million you're going to give them in TIF money, they should give us a sidewalk to get to the Fox River Trail. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Come on up, sir.
Carl Turkowitz. I live at 300 South St. Joseph.
Okay.
I just want to bring to attention for DPW maintenance on Alloway and Webster. I don't recall the corner. It's one of the crosswalk signs for the walking signals. They're moved over the wrong direction. They're not focused for the right way. There's two of them facing the wrong. One's facing the wrong direction.
Really?
The maintenance crew can just fix it up.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you.
It's on the bank corner. That would be one.
Yeah, it's the northwest bank.
Southwest side.
Right.
I just saw that myself. Thank you.
That makes it tough to follow the lights. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will close the public appearances and move on to item number 5. Action regarding petition from Bernie Van Epperen and Chris Battle requesting preliminary approval of a planned development district to construct a multifamily residential apartment building on parcels AL55 and AL55-1 located at 2050 Riverside Drive, a.k.a. current Alloway Business Center office building. We're very close to it.
I'm Chris Battle with the 1327.
If you hold on just 1 second, Chris.
We'll let
if you guys would just like to sit down for a moment, we'll call you. Thanks. They're so excited.
No, fine.
That's good.
So as is mentioned in your packets, this property is located at 2050 Riverside Drive, which, just for a point of reference, is south of West St. Joseph, where West St. Joseph intersects with Riverside Drive, and then just north of the Somerville building. Currently, Alloway Business Center is located here. They have the Tuesday food trucks during when the weather is nicer out. But what the what's being proposed here is to raise the current building there and construct a five-story from Riverside Drive apartment building with possible offices in that building, but anywhere from 82 to 86 apartment units, one to two bedroom, below grade parking, and then so below grade parking. This was discussed at the Plan Commission meeting last night. They recommended preliminary approval with focus on pedestrian. Wrote it down, pedestrian emphasis. To look at the possibility of connecting to the Fox River Trail, if not public access, for sure a private access for this, for the residents of this new development. This property isn't specifically referenced in our comprehensive plan, but it is the properties to the north are mentioned in our corridor study for multifamily, and so this fits within that study's vision, which was adopted in 2015.
Okay. Any questions for Trevor? Okay. If the board would like, I'll accept a motion to suspend the rules. We'll invite Mr. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Gentlemen, come on up. So tell us about your project.
Will do.
And introduce yourself. Yep. With your address.
I'm Vanette Burton, and with the property at 2050 Riverside Drive, home address of 231 Allison Court in Wrightstown.
And Chris Battle, home address 1727 Katy Lane, De Pere, Wisconsin. So we're looking to put basically this project here. You notice there originally
just speaking to the.
It originally said phase. You see that it says phase two. We had that empty parking lot that was there, so we originally thought, all right, maybe we should develop that. And then from there, once we started getting some numbers and stuff in there, it would cost too much to reset up to add phase two. So we decided just to do the whole thing and make it one. So that's what you're seeing with that rendering there. With that, so then, and like as you said in your packets, or there are packets, it's 146,000 square feet, be about 80, depending on whether we have an office there or not, 82 to 86 units on the river there, and it's a total of seven stories. It would be two covered parking, enough parking for about two, or 1.9, I think, parking space is what we got it down to, and then it'd be five stories up above there, with the top being like a terrace sort of. Terraced lookout, luxury apartment kind of thing.
On the you're talking about raising your current building.
Correct. Yes.
And then on those two lot, the lot next to you and yours, putting this up.
Yes.
All in one fell swoop.
Yes.
Yep. And it would consist of roughly 48 one-bedroom and 37 two-bedroom units. Again, Chris referenced the parking. It comes up to about 1.96. parking stalls per unit, so we were one or two short of getting two, but we figured with 48 one-bedroom units that there more than likely will be some single folks that will have one vehicle, so should still suffice, but I know that's just under what the recommended is. Any questions as far as logistics or anything like that? Or
why don't you take us through kind of the slides that have the designs, first level, second floor.
Okay, what you're seeing here is the top view of it, and you can see where it says phase one. That's the currently an empty lot. There's just a parking lot there. Mm-hmm. And then the phase two portion of it goes over to the to where our current structure is. And then we have the parking in front of the building. We explored doing it on the sides, but with the grade, it would get a little hairy with parking, especially in the winter, if it got slippery or stuff like that. So we decided to move it all up front where we could keep it flat. And then if you want to roll to the next one, you can see the views from looking from Riverside both ways and from the trail both ways. And again, this is a preliminary kind of a mass rendering. We may adjust depending upon what's required and what we can feasibly do. So then the next one after this gives you some sort of semblance of a layout. Our first go at this, we wanted to keep in some retail on the first floor, but in doing some studies, we found out that there's a ton of retail that's open right now, and they're having difficulty in leasing it. In running the numbers, it made way more sense because of the demand for some higher-end apartment complexes, especially in this area, to change that over to residential as well. That doesn't mean it has to be, but when we do the numbers with it being residential, it's far more feasible than if we had retail there. So, and then you can see where the parking underneath, where the courtyard comes in. We're actually exploring doing parking all the way up to the front there and putting a wall underneath that courtyard to get some extra parking, but we haven't gotten the results back of the from the engineers and said, okay, what does it take to do that?
Would you just repeat what you just said? I didn't quite understand what you're looking to do.
Okay, if you can go back one there. If you look at where it says LL1 and LL2, you see where the courtyard kind of cuts in there?
Mm-hmm.
We're exploring the possibility of taking and digging underneath there and putting a cap on there where the courtyard would be. From the street level, you wouldn't be able to tell there's anything underneath it, but we're exploring the possibility of putting more parking underneath there so that we come closer to what is recommended for a structure of this size.
Okay, but would that help eliminate any of, I know one of the things that has been brought up is having the structure closer to the road and the parking in back. Could that help eliminate some of that parking in front?
It could, because no matter where the courtyard is, we can do it on no matter which way or where the building is actually structured. But if I remember right, last night they were talking about trying to get parking on the sides and not behind. We would prefer not to have it behind because it would obstruct the view of the river, which is what folks want. So that's why we left it up on top. And the other side of it is it's also... we can get it so it's flatter, you know, not going down a hill to get to the parking lot. Now, with the grade that we have, people struggle to get out of there in snowstorms, and if you don't have the salt there immediately, it's going to be difficult to get up the hill to get out.
There was also some conversation about making sure you have access for, like, fire department and stuff. You got to be able to move around there. And that truck basically, so it's been designed so a fire truck can move all around that.
As well as
and delivery vehicles, garbage, anything all along that line, so they can get in there as well. So, but yeah, it's faux roof, basically, in that courtyard, adding parking, what we're looking to do. And then,
any other surface parking anywhere, like for guests, visitors, whatever?
Yeah, that's the front.
That would be in the front. If you see in the middle one, you can see where there's kind of a faint view of where there's some stalls up there. There's 38 to 40 stalls up there that we have.
Trevor, if you go back to that green, the color on there, right?
Oh, there. It's a little easier to see there. See on top, you have the parking.
On the right there, right, right where it says courtyard.
Was it after?
Did you have after you?
No, I'm not sure from the picture. Are green space requirements met?
They are, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We got the information and made sure that they were met.
Okay. And then with regard to the amount of space, I'm using that picture as the guide. Immediately east of the surface parking, if and when they redo Riverside Drive, we may be told where the sidewalk is going to go. If there is a sidewalk put on Riverside, some of that's a DOT decision of where it could end up. How much space with the drawings you've done so far is there between the road and the edge of the parking so that we don't possibly run into a situation with reconstructing the road and trying to fit a sidewalk if that's the decision that's made?
From what we know, Performa did some research to find out how much room is needed and then left some extra just to make sure. I don't know what the exact dimension is, but when they would, from what information they could dig up, they made sure it was set back enough to allow for, I believe, a 7-foot sidewalk, plus we have a couple of feet extra to make sure, just in case it gets moved one way or the other.
And but this, thank you, and I'm glad you checked into that. And the sidewalk would also, or that area would also allow for a terrace of grass between the road and the sidewalk. It wouldn't have the sidewalk butting up against the road, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Yep. Just want to make sure of that. Thank you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Regarding the retail, and you said there's a lot of open retail space. Is there a lot of open retail space in Alloway?
From what the research has showed us, there's quite a few spots open, and even in our building, we've got quite a few open offices where we struggle to find folks to lease them because there's so much available between Green Bay, De Pere, Alloway, and Ashwaubenon that it's more or less a preference of location. And yes, we have the river there, but most people tell us the river doesn't make us a whole lot of money. So it doesn't sway them a whole lot. And as far as the retail side of things go, you know, we more reference like the Metro in Green Bay and then the 102 in the period, relatively new structures, and both of their first levels are virtually empty. So that's kind of the where we came off of that. And we talked to the owner of the 102, and he's had very little luck in trying to get folks to come in there on the retail side. He may change his over to offices or even put his own offices in there.
Okay. Food for thought. People have asked for coffee shops in Alloway. Mm-hmm. That might be a nice place to work.
We believe it would be. The problem is finding somebody that wants to come in and can commit to a longer term because of the uncertainty. Yeah. And if we, it's the more of a density issue, making sure there's enough people and there's easy in, easy out, from what we've understood anyway.
Okay. Thank you. Have you given thought to trail access?
We have, and there's actually some access. If you look on the south side, next to the drive around, we've kept a strip there wide enough to allow for it. Currently, what we're running into is insurance issues with because of the grade, how steep the grade is, and what could possibly happen. As you know, with insurance companies, they look at the worst case scenario, and we're struggling with them giving us the blessing to do it, but we're still talking about it.
Okay, and would that be private or public access in your eyes?
Currently, it would be, we were talking about connecting it to the sidewalks, it would be public access.
Okay. Thank you for that.
There's no sidewalk there now, but right. I'm assuming there will be at some point.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you might have to do a serpentine kind of a
sidewalk. Yeah, to comply with ADA.
And that's where we don't have the room for that. That's where we run in trouble because we'd have to keep that driveway clear for emergency vehicles to be able to have unfettered access to get around the building.
So maybe just a movable walkway that would move people up.
That's good. I don't know.
Why not?
I mean, I don't know what the feasibility stairs. I don't think you can do stairs anymore along those things. So
that would make it more dangerous.
Yeah, make it. And then you've got to make sure keep it salted. You know, same issues with the grade, even with the sidewalk.
Well, if you continue to look into that, I would appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well.
Any other questions for these gentlemen? And you've done a market study in terms of
not
one
a
bedroom,
one just an informal, basically going around and trying to figure out what the demand is, and from what we understand, it's pretty strong demand.
And we're working with some pretty developers you know. who are building multifamily right now, who have given us some guidance on basically, and we are using what we know is being asked for rent right now on the new buildings, like the 102 and the Metro downtown.
And in terms of style, I'm sure they're not just going to be the blocks that you have on these renderings. What kind of a style do you envision?
We haven't really gone down that road yet because we've been given lots of different options, and we haven't really started winnowing down what we prefer. We do know that there will be a fair amount of glass so that you have the views and you get the natural light coming in. We would like to make sure that there's opportunity for patios or decks, however you want to say it, off the main portions of the or the living rooms of the apartments, but we haven't really decided. We're discussing, it would be very similar to what we have there now as far as the type of structure. The design would be more modern looking, and we like the having a lot of glass, but it really again comes down to what we can and can't do.
One other question. Were you talking about looking at the stabilized value level being reached within 3 years?
Correct.
I'm assuming with the pro forma and what you showed to your investors, when's the clock start for your 3 years?
It would start from the completion of the construction phase, as soon as it's done and ready to move in.
So get an occupancy certificate.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions for these gentlemen? When would you want to break ground?
We would like to have started yesterday, but that isn't happening. As soon as feasibly possible, because we're in the process right now of putting together the financing for it, and that's a long, slow process. But at the earliest, we're hoping for late summer, early fall of next year, all the way through to maybe spring of 2020, depending upon if we can get all the pieces put together quick enough for this next summer or next fall yet.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the rules suspended. Come on up, sir.
Just one question. I just want to know, how many units were you talking?
82 to 86.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
Yep. Okay. I'll take a motion to pick up the rules. Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I'll accept a motion on this item. We're being asked to, and the Planning Commission did recommend approval to go for preliminary approval, and this is a preliminary approval. So do I have a motion?
I'd make a motion to make a preliminary approval. Let the folks get rolling on their plans.
Okay. And we would have, there would be two more public hearings on this or meetings on this before anything was finally approved. Seconded by Trustee Barrett.
I would second that, but I would just like to add that the Plan Commission was very adamant about trying to find a way to the trail and to use every, you know, look at every avenue to try to do that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second with a strong recommendation. All those in favor?
Cool. Discussion? More discussion?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Discussion.
The height thing, you know, I see that that was resolved, but was there anything we should be aware of on that discussion?
No, that's a good point. So in this district, height requirements allow for buildings 50 feet or 4 stories. This is 5 stories from the road and 62 approximately 62 feet. The Plan Commission didn't note that, but then with other past projects that have come through, I think they didn't really come out and say it, but they almost accept it as a new norm, almost. Penny, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Yeah, we're moving in a direction where we're going to probably look at that being a new norm.
Yeah. They did ask last night, and I did look it up, what the recently... proposed Braeburn project, where their heights were at, and that's around, I think, 75 feet. So this is still it's a little bit shorter than that.
And I don't know if it was referenced in here, but what I think of as the old Eaves building or the current office building, what's the height of the street of that roughly?
I don't have the exact numbers. They're about 3 stories above grade there, so.
Yeah. And Shank is 50 or 55.
Yes. Yeah, Shane was actually 54.
Yeah, right. So the new normal is 8 feet, 10 feet, 11.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? I would agree with Trustee Dart about the pedestrian accommodations. You guys would be heroes if you can pull it off. It's something that people absolutely love. It gets people down there. It's a good part or point for it. As you heard tonight, there's a lot of interest, so please do. Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve preliminary preliminarily approve the plan. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, guys. Action item number 6, action regarding reconstruction of St. Joseph Street, proposed roadway widths. Mr. Dean.
Well, at last week's Public Works Committee meeting, we had a really good discussion on proposed roadway width for St. Joseph Street. We talked about the existing roadway conditions. I have reviewed with citizens in the Public Works Committee the recommended roadway section and gain input from everyone at the meeting. And then we talked about the path or plan moving forward. Kevin, if you want to move to the other section. Let the first just briefly go through, describe what is out there now. The existing roadway is 44 feet from back of curb to back of curb. I know this typical section shows 45, but I think it's closer to 44. That allows for two 12-foot lanes in each direction and an 8-foot shoulder. There are 24-inch curb and gutter on each side, and outside of the curb and gutter at the east and west end of the project, we have sidewalk, but it is not continuous. The roadway was constructed in the early 1980s and is in poor condition. Traffic on the street is roughly 2,800 vehicles per day. Is functionally classified as a collector. The posted speed limit is 25 miles per hour, and there is on-street parking on both sides of the roadway right now. If you want to go over to that. We had at the meeting discussed the proposed roadway width, and what we had come up with is a narrower roadway. A roadway with a 36-foot back-of-curb-to-back-of-curb roadway width. It would include two 12-foot lanes in each direction. On the south side, there'd be a 4-foot on-the-street bike lane accommodations. 2-foot curb and gutter. On the south side, it was decided to move ahead with a terrace of 5 or 6 feet and a 5-foot walk. I know it's not shown on here, but We will be moving forward the preliminary design with a sidewalk on the south side. On the north side, we'll have a 12-foot lane, 4-foot bike accommodations or bike lane. At the old Chapel Hill apartment, we're proposing parking adjacent to the apartment complex, 2-foot curb and gutter, a terrace, 7-foot sidewalk. It was decided to build a 7-foot sidewalk. And then green space outside of that, if you want to go down to the map now. We have put together a conceptual layout. Start at the west end, we'll work east. So working from west to east, starting at Riverside Drive. You have, we would have 3 lanes at the intersection, a right out, a left out, and then a right in through lane. The roadway would bump out on the north side to allow on the street parking. There would be bike accommodations on both sides. Where we have on the street parking, the bike lane would be 5 feet. On the south side, the bike lane would be 4 feet. Outside of the apartment complex, as you move up the hill, The roadway is somewhat restricted due to the slope on the north side and even on the south side. In that area, we're proposing to shift the roadway over 4 feet to gain a little bit more room on the north side to avoid having to build a retaining wall. East of that pinch point, the alignment would shift back into the center of the road right away, and we would continue that typical section with sidewalk, terrace, bike accommodations, travel lanes. On the south side, we don't show it, but we're going to look into sidewalk on the south side, at least through preliminary design, determine impacts and costs. I hadn't shown it on here because if you've driven the roadway on the south side, the ground does slope up from the back of curb, and the properties are right up along the right-of-way line. That dark dashed line is the right-of-way, and you can see that those buildings are right up along that line. Quickly taking a look at it, I estimated that if a walk was built on the south side, middle third of the project, it would require, roughly speaking, about a 700-foot-long wall at a 5-foot height, and I estimated the cost of that at about $150,000. But we'll refine that as we work through the design. At the east end of the project, that's good. There's another pinch point at the curve, the driveway to the diocese. There's our storm sewer discharges to a ditch on the north side, and from the existing sidewalk down, the grade is fairly steep. It's likely that there are environmental sensitive areas over there, so we're gonna hold the existing north side of the sidewalk and shift the roadway slightly south in that area. Just east of that, then we'll shift the alignment back into the road center line, the center of the right-of-way, and transition into three lanes. If you're heading east, you'd have right out, left out, and then a through lane, westbound through lane. Plan moving forward, nothing's been set in stone yet. I'm hopeful that tonight we can clear direction on how to proceed with the preliminary design. We will take the design to about a 30 or 40% effort, and I'll bring the impacts and the cost back to the Public Works Committee, and hopefully at that point we can nail down the typical section and finish the design of this roadway.
Thank you, sir. I know you informed the residents in the condos what's going on. Have we informed the business owners as well?
We did. Okay. I put together a letter. I forwarded that letter to Trevor. He had emailed that to the business owners.
Okay.
Along the roadway.
Have we gotten any feedback from them?
Yep, I've heard back from a number of people. Actually, we've set up a meeting to talk about the project with Home Medical Supply. Mm-hmm. I've also heard back from the condominium owner who's in support of the project. I've also heard from the Old Chapel Hill apartment complex manager, and I think he's part owner, and he's also in support of the project.
When you say the condo...
The condominium owner, 300, I think.
So on the north side.
North side, yeah.
How about the hotel or Olney Czech Realty? Or?
I have not heard from the hotel or Olney Czech.
Okay. It'd be interesting to get their input on that sidewalk and that wall, 5 feet.
As we progress through the design, when I have some plans that I can take to them, I will definitely follow up with those business owners.
Okay, any questions for Sean? Trustee Harris.
In terms of the timeline, I know this is something we would hope to complete in 2019. When do you think you will have your design phase up to 30-40% to go back to Public Works in for the January meeting? Or
yes.
Oh, January. I didn't know how fast
it
was going
to
turn.
Yeah, we're going right along. We need to make a decision by the 9th. I would then bring it back to the village board meeting middle of January.
For the 15th?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Other questions for Sean? Hearing none, I will accept the motion on this item. Oh, I'm sorry. Someone would like to speak. Can we suspend the rules?
Move to suspend.
Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Harris. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Carl Turkowitz, 300 St. Joseph Street. Right on this picture here, where you come down right across from the hotel, you say it's a pinch site. We can't see. Actually, our driveway, if you do come out, you can see both to the right and the left. And basically, there has only been one accident reported on St. Joseph in the last 5 years. I went to the sheriff's department and I got a copy of their reports, and the only one was at 366 West St. Joseph. And that's two condos to the, probably where the new condo started. And basically, I know you got a 7-foot sidewalk on our side of the road, but I really wish that could be down to a 5. I don't want bicyclists riding the sidewalk because it's extra wide with people walking there. A 5-foot walk would be more than, I think, adequate. The only other thing is, when you come up the turn going towards Webster, keep going on that, can you move that drawing just a little bit over? Where that Capital Bank is right there, they've got a driveway where their sign is. And that is the only hazardous driveway of all of them. I drove them all. When you come to that intersection point and you want to drive out, their great big sign is standing right there. It blocks everything that's coming up the road. And if anything, if you could eliminate that driveway, that might be a bigger safety factor on that turn. That's the only thing that I can see that's a real hazard.
And we can take a look at that. We'll look at the driveway site distances there.
I know you're going to leave the curb and gutter basically in the same location. Maybe move it a little bit over.
In that area, yes, we would be, because we've shifted the roadway over to the south side.
But that sign is just blocking everything.
Okay.
I know it's on their property, the way it looks. You can see the shadow there. But it blocks all the traffic coming around that turn.
Okay.
That would be one thing that I would recommend, maybe either eliminate or maybe move the driveway.
I would think that we'd be able to, we'll review the site distances at that driveway first.
Okay.
And if there is an issue, then we can talk to the property owner to see if we can move that driveway east.
One other question. Our building has got a driveway that comes out to St. Joseph, right there. And that driveway is all busted up. Is it possible to go on this contract and have the 18 by 26 foot be removed and part of the contract, and we'll pay whatever the assessed price or quote prices for the bid prices, what the contractor is bidding on the city portion. It comes out to 8.5 yards of concrete.
We allow for the property owner to work with the contractor.
Okay.
But that is an agreement between you and the contractor.
Okay.
The contract.
So when the contract would be awarded, we could contact him
yes.
and approach him and see if he would
yes. Yep, and most of the time they will work with the property owner. There are a few times though where they've just got too much work and they can't afford to do the work and stay on schedule. But in most cases,
our whole approach is busted up right now. Okay. Even from the behind the curb back up to, I would say, the city property line.
Okay, Carol, could you address the board?
The approach from the back of curb, the next 11 and a half feet, is all busted up now. So that's going to come out automatically. From that point, it goes back 26 feet, and the four slabs that are there are all cracked. And I'm just thinking if we could have it, I didn't know if you could put it on the contract or if we have to approach the contractor separate. Okay.
So you approach the contractor, but...
Yeah. Because I'm looking at, he's going to take it out. If he takes out another 26 feet, that's, half a truckload, So, okay. That's about the only thing I got.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
I know there was a question, Sean, from folks in the audience. They wanted to make sure that they would be able to get in and out of their driveways and garages when construction is going on. Can you address that?
We'll do our best. We always do our best to minimize disruptions and inconveniences during construction. We've just started the design. I have, was it Larry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Larry's phone number and email.
Right.
As we progress through the design, we will be meeting with him to do our best to minimize the inconveniences to you guys.
Okay. Any other? Ma'am? Please.
My name is Mary DeBruin. I live at 366 West St. Joseph Street.
Welcome. Yeah.
My son goes to a Spiro, and he gets on the bus every day.
Yep.
Home and, before and after. How is that going to be accommodated?
Good question.
And there is another bus that picks up somebody else every day, too.
Is that a school bus, or is that the city bus?
It's a labor school bus, yes.
Where exactly are you located?
366 West St. Joseph. Right behind the new apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to work through that. We've done it before. The contractor needs to do their best throughout construction to keep one lane open, maintained for a number of reasons. This is one. But the other main reason is to get emergency vehicles in and out of the construction site. So we'll work through that. Okay. And I will definitely be in touch with Lamers.
Mary, if you'd like to give your contact information to Sean, he can keep in touch with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Jim Moore, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I work on that street on West St. Joseph. I was at the Public Works meeting, and it was discussed of possibly having the wider sidewalk on the south side because people are more likely to be walking their bicycles up the hill and taking the road, riding the nice new road down the hill. So there's a greater need for a wider sidewalk on the south side, which is the uphill side of the street. And the north side, people will normally walk down, and anybody in the right mind on a bicycle will just coast all the way down. They're on the north side and we'll use the sidewalk. So my office is on the south side, and I would love to see a connection from that business district all the way down to the Fox River Trail using an 8-foot trail width instead of a 7-foot commercial sidewalk. From a marketing standpoint, it's trails are better than sidewalks when you tell people that you have a trail connection, and definition of a trail starts at 8 feet. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this matter tonight? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to pick up the rules. Trustee Sampson, seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I will accept the motion on this item. Trustee Green.
Move to approve all preliminary plans.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Genrich, second. Any discussion? A lot of work ahead of you, but good job so far, and thanks to everyone for being here tonight. Okay, we have a motion to approve the preliminary design and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 7, adoption of resolution 2018-16 to reduce roadway widths. And we have that in our packet. And Sean, do you want to recap it real quick or no?
I can. Okay. The village code, the minimum roadway width for a collector street in the village by code is 33 feet from back of curb to back of curb. On next year's street reconstruction projects on Longview Avenue, Oakwood Ave, East Oak Hill, and Summit Street, we're proposing to match the existing roadway width, which is less than the minimum required by code. We're proposing to build a 31-foot roadway from back of curb to back of curb. The village code does allow for exceptions, but it requires a resolution. And I provided the resolution in your packet and ask that you approve it.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Sampson?
Yeah, move to approve resolution 2018-16 as presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 8, action regarding approval of CSM for parcels AL-44 and AL-45, also known as 1649 South Webster, also known as the Old Village Hall property. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Dart.
Contingent upon approval by Brown County.
I thought it was approved by Brown County.
They look at it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's based, your approval is based on the approval of Brown County from the CSM.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Who is the second?
And you're seconding that?
Yes.
Good. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 9, action regarding proclamation for National School Choice Week 2019. I will read that. Proclamation for National School Choice Week 2019. Whereas all children in the Village of Alloway should have access to the highest quality education possible, and whereas the Village of Alloway recognizes the important role that an effective education plays in preparing all students in the Village of Alloway to be successful adults, and whereas quality education is critically important to the economic vitality of the Village of Alloway, and whereas the Village of Alloway is home to a multitude of high-quality public and non-public schools from which parents can choose for their children, in addition to families who educate their children in the home. And whereas educational variety not only helps to diversify our economy, but also enhances the vibrancy of our community. And whereas the Village of Alloway has many high-quality teaching professionals in all types of school settings who are committed to educating our children. And whereas School Choice Week is celebrated across the country by millions of students, parents and educators, schools and organizations to raise awareness of the need for effective educational options. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Village of Alloway does hereby recognize January 20th through 26th, 2019 as School Choice Week in the Village of Alloway and call this observance to the attention of all of our citizens. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion?
Yes. I think I'm going to abstain because, for me, school choice is a political term. And I went on the website, and it, sure, it says we're nonpartisan. But very clearly, that has been used as a term for a political debate. I'm all in favor of schools. If it was school week, if it was a school choice in the sense that we support the Green Bay District and other districts allowing students. But I think school choice is a political issue that that's just me. I won't care to either support it or oppose it.
Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Abstain.
Abstain. One abstention. Thank you. Item number 10, future agenda items. Is there anything any board members would like to see on a future agenda item?
Yes. A lot of publicity recently about the early voting and the Governor Walker's bill to standardize a 2-week early voting. And I'm just curious about what Alloway's history has been in this regard. And I can talk to Debbie and maybe Brad and get some history on it. But I wonder if at some point it's going to be a court case, in which case we don't really have a dog in that, or a way to engage that. But it could also come back to the legislature. And I would just, if we have an experience that would, maybe we would want to make a resolution, mm-hmm. or have our sense expressed to our legislators, then maybe that's a possible future agenda item. Maybe it's not a problem at all. And I'll volunteer to meet and kind of do some legwork on that.
Excellent point. Thanks for thinking of that. Any other future agenda items? Hearing none. I will accept the motion to convene into closed session. Pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85(1)(e), deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically TIF approvals, as well as Wisconsin Statute 19.85(1)(c), considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, specifically performance evaluations, wage increases for 2019. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
So we are in closed session.